kind of brought them to me. So talk about, you know, how you discovered fish, and we'll start from there.
Yeah, well, for me, it was fish as a band was introduced to me through some Colby people who graduated 2 years ago. There was a jam band on campus, and I used to play with them a little bit. They're called Jelly Sauce. One of their songs was Tube. And I didn't know it at the time. And they were like, you know this song? I was like, no. And I just sort of like listened and played it with them. And I think that's kind of when I first got to experience like the spirit of jamming, you know, in like a jam band setting. Like, sometimes you don't really know what you're doing, but you just, you know, hope to find the music along the way. And I think that's what Fish is, you know, known for. And I think that's why they're so popular. You Enjoy Myself, you know, I'm pretty sure it's one of their most frequently played songs.
Yeah. Live. I think it is, if you look at the stats.
And, like, definitely one of their most popular.
Yeah.
And also one of their oldest, I'm pretty sure. I think, like, Trey wrote it, you know, back in, like, the 80s, I'm pretty sure, when Fish was, like, really just starting.
I think they're still at UVM, right?
Yeah. And what's the story? He, you know, I mean, for all you listeners out there, you heard that crazy intro. It's very, technically challenging on guitar, and I think when Trey wrote it, he wrote it out on a score like by hand, and he showed it to their guitarist at that point. And their guitarist was like, "No way! Like, I'm not learning that."
Right.
Nope. And then I think it was like Mike Gordon or someone like that who was like, "I'll do it." And then the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, because Trey had a background in like orchestration, so he's legit.
He's, you like wanted to be a composer. Or something like that.
So this is like a masterpiece of music, just, you know, on its own. But he's played with orchestras and all that stuff. So I think people kind of see Fish as like this weird jam band that plays weird songs, and they do, to be fair. But, I don't know. I love them cause they're this beautiful like mix of goofiness, but like really tight and talented musicianship with also like the whole jam band thing that you and I love so much. So that's kind of why
I was just talking about Fish the other day with someone, actually, and we were talking about how goofy they are and how I think part of their charm is that they really do not take themselves that seriously. And I think this song, You Enjoy Myself, is a really good example of that. Like, there aren't really many lyrics in it, and the one that's in there, you know, the line, "Wash you Fiji, drive me to Firenze." I think the legend goes that so they were like riding in a cab with someone, or like it picked up a hitchhiker in Italy. We just kept saying, like, "Wash you Fiji, drive me to Firenze," which I guess means like drive me to Florence.
Yes, exactly.
And that is now like the one of the only lyrics in the entire, you know, song that can range anywhere from like 10 minutes to like, you know, 35 minutes.
Yeah. And I think the other part of that story is that same guy, I think he realized that the band was having a great time chatting with him, but he didn't speak much English, obviously. So he realized they were having fun with him. So he said, "You Enjoy Myself," and they loved that, and just ran with it and wrote a crazy song about it, I guess. But yeah, this song just like I always get taken aback by just how intricate all the music is, but the lyrics are like boy, man, God, and I guess I'm not supposed to say it on air. A word that starts with S. I think it's so great. But we are into the final hour, so we'll move on from Fish. But I appreciate the chat about that. But I want to talk about something that we talk about a lot, about some of the albums we like. I don't think we have like a very specific name for it, but it's kind of like a run within an album of a few songs that sometimes intentionally tie together, but sometimes we just think that they're awesome next to each other. We're going to play an example of that soon. I don't know. I don't know if you have anything to add about that kind of phenomenon that we've come across, but.
I guess it really is an ode to how artists structure albums, you know? I think you saw a lot more like intentionality with like the order of songs in an album. Because you think like albums like Dark Side of the Moon, where like all of the songs just sort of go into each other anyway, so like obviously they have to be in order. But, you know, there's still other albums out there that, you know, you can kind of see them as just a collection of separate songs, or every once in a while, I guess, like you said, like, you know, we'll just sort of notice that, like, a chunk of three or four songs, you know, I think Beatenberg is another great example.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
That album, Hanging Gardens of Beatenberg, has this series of maybe like five songs that I think all just go really well just into each other, kind of in sequential order like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We should come up with a name for it.
But, I know. Run doesn't quite, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but not doesn't capture the whole thing. But the one coming up is from one of our absolute favorite albums, Currents. I will say I've been rambling a lot, so we're short on time. It's not the whole thing. Usually it's Yes, I'm Changing into Eventually into these two songs. We had to cut it in half, but you'll get to hear that. But before I let you go, Scott, I did this with Peter. First, I did it with Peter. I had to talk to him about the controversy with our horse race betting, which he had horrible answers to. He's definitely guilty. So he had to apologize to the fans, but I want to give you a chance to give any last words to your personal fans that may be listening or the fans of the show before we sign off one last time.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, Hand Me Down Tunes, like, despite, you know, you're coming in from Medford, from Tufts Radio, I'm up here in Waterville, Maine, but, you know, as graduation kind of approaches us, I kind of have been thinking about all the things in my life that have really defined my college experience, and Hand Me Down Tunes is definitely one of them, but it's special, you know, because it has nothing to do with Colby. But nonetheless, it has been an incredibly consistent part of my, you know, college experience, let's just say generally. And for that, I'm really grateful. And, you know, when I look back to my college days, however far out I am in the future, you know, Hand Me Down Tunes is definitely one of those things that, that will come back into my brain.
Yeah, absolutely. That means a lot. And you know, you're a huge part of it too. You know, you may be listening for most of them, but you inspire a lot of this music, and talked about some of those songs earlier, and this was just one of countless. So thank you for inspiring me musically and all that. It's been great to have you on this journey for the last few years.
Wild ride. And I'm really excited to hear you say, "And welcome back to the studio one last time."
Oh,
one
man.
Last time.
One last time. Yeah, I'll have to hold some emotions back. I will admit it's been a fun couple hours, but there's a lot hitting me all at once. So we'll see if I can get through it.
A lot of music left to play.
A lot of music. We have a whole hour left. So thank you so much, Scott, for joining. Enjoy the rest of the show. And again, you've been a real important part of this journey. So thanks again for your time.
Of course. Thank you. Signing off.
All right. Later, Mr. Scott. All right. That was Scott Jackson. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat. We're here. We're in the last hour of Hand Me Down Tunes. It's crazy. Been a crazy 4 years, so we're winding down here. But yeah, we'll get right back into the music for one last hour. But this one is dedicated to Scott. This was actually his senior solo from yesterday. So here is San Luis by Gregory Alan Isaacoff.
To you, you're a ghost to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. Thank you. Other eyes are shining like the sea for you, the Queen of San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, you're a ghost to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. Somewhere in between, fast asleep, fly and dream. I'm a ghost to you, here it goes to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, here it goes to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, you're a ghost to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. I'm a ghost to you, you're a ghost to me, a bird's eye view, San Luis. garden. Although my judgment's known to fail, once built a steamboat in a meadow. Cause I'd forgotten how to say. I know the runner's going to tell you there ain't no cowboy in my hair. So now he's buried by the daisies, so I could stay the tallest man in your eyes, babe. I sense a spy up in the chimney. From all the evidence I'll burn, I guess he'll read it in the smoke now. And soon to ashes I'll return. I know the spy is going to tell you it's not my flag up in the bow. So now he's buried by the lily. My phone now. From all the lies that I have told, I know he has your private number. And soon he'll make that vicious call. I know the leak is going to tell you there ain't no puppy in your league.
Everything she resolved to call her up a thousand times a day and ask her if she'll marry me in some old-fashioned way. But my silent fears have gripped me well before I reach the phone, long before my tongue has tripped me. Must I always be alone?
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap, again, you first heard San Luis dedicated to Mr. Scott. Thanks again for taking the time to call in one last time. Meant a lot. Followed by Gossip Into the Less I Know the Better by Tame Impala off of Currents. That's a I started getting to Tame Impala when I was abroad, fall of junior year, and basically I only listened to them all of last semester, basically all of the summer, and the way that Kevin Parker arranges those songs and writes those albums is incredible, and I've really fallen in love with his music and I suppose the band's music as well, that little run is one of my favorites of theirs. Excuse me. The next was The Gardener by The Tallest Man on Earth. Gotta tell you, it's getting harder and harder the later in the show we get. But, excuse me. That one I played in Coffee House at Belmont Hill many years ago. That kind of launched me into my later years of music, you know, up till now, I guess. I've kind of fell in love with his music in high school, and that song and that performance was kind of important to me in a lot of ways, and you know, that those Coffee House performances were a huge part of my high school experience and also my kind of musical experience as well, so that song means a lot. Jeez, didn't think I'd be doing this, but here we go. That last one was actually me singing. If you know me, you probably are surprised that I would play a song that I sang on live radio, but that's by my a cappella group, The Amalgamates, and we released that album about, man, I guess a little over a year ago. That was the first solo I ever had in the group, I was very pleased that it made it on the album, and that recording is very meaningful to me, and that group has meant a ton in my years at Tufts, so as much as I don't love hearing my own voice, I thought it was kind of important to play it, and you know, that one means a lot too. All right, so here we go. We're into the stretch here, the last set of songs before I sign off. So as always, we got to do it. Got to play some Grateful Dead. Ryan, if you're listening, this is the last time you'll ever have to sit through Grateful Dead song on my show. So I hope you enjoy it, but this one is one of my favorites. This is It Must Have Been the Roses from Reckoning.
Bye. been a long road. I don't know, maybe it was the roses. All I know, I could the ships home from the sea. A thinking where, how it may blow in all good company. If I tell another what your own lips told, lay neath the roses, let my eyes no longer sin. I don't know, must have been the roses. Thank you.
your window sill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will, yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one man. But if
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine. Made of silver or of golden. Either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. This same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, it's sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that way, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
Still somehow we're
Here we go, folks. Welcome back to the studio one last time. my name is Marshall, and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. We're going to do it. We're going to get through the last little break here. First was It Must Have Been the Roses by the Grateful Dead off of Reckoning. One of their most beautiful songs, I would say, hands down. The music of the Grateful Dead has gotten me through the best parts of college and the worst, so cannot be more grateful, no pun intended, for their music. It's meant a lot. Next was Where You Lead by Carole King from Tapestry. That was from the intro of Gilmore Girls, so that's one of Ryan and my girlfriend Olivia's favorites. They've meant a lot to me this last year, and that's kind of the music that's led us through the last year of college. And next was In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel, which has also kind of become a soundtrack of my senior year, and with me and Olivia, and that song is meant a lot to me too. we've kind of made it through a lot of checkpoints in my life, I guess, from high school and the Gardener and every little thing with my time in the Mates, and those two are kind of the soundtrack of my last year here at Tufts. Next was Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan. That is one of my favorite songs ever, and my favorite to play on guitar and sing, and I know it's one of my mom's favorites, so I hope she enjoyed that one as well. Whew. Last was Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell off of Clouds, recommended by my brother Ashton. Ooh, man. That song is super emotional, and especially, you know, graduating college, it's a lot of reflection in these, you know, last moments of college, and, you know, looking at life from and all things from all sides, you never really can understand it all. but, you know, that's okay, and life goes on. Jeez. Whew, here we go. Last few things here. So, thank you, Ashton, for that. I really love that song, and The Tallest Man on Earth even said he thinks that's without a debate the greatest song of all time, and, you know, I understand why he would say something like that. I love that song a lot. But yeah, we've reached the end. It's been a crazy few years, and I really enjoyed, you know, having this opportunity to share music with you all. I wonder if my acapella group is listening, because we have a senior event, the last event after this, and then Ryan said he'd play in the background, so I'm going to embarrass myself right before I go see all of them and, you know, make a fool of myself on live radio, but I just want to say thank you to a number of people, and we're totally going to get through it, for the station WMFO for giving me this you know, chance to share music in this way. It's very unique, and I'm very grateful for that. the Mates for being my closest friends, and the group I have spent so much time with, and have made some incredible music with. For Ryan for being such a great friend and listening to every show, but turning it off every time it gets to the Grateful Dead because he gets bored, but I'm glad he puts in the effort anyway. For Olivia for being my person this last year and picking me up and driving me to every show. You couldn't have done it without you, and accompanying me to Conte for burritos after every show has been fun too. To Mr. Scott Jackson, he's pushed me musically and also as a person, and been a great friend at every point along the way. To Peter for you know, being one of the people that knows me the best, and you know, has always understood everything I come to him with, and he's also one of the most insightful music fans you'll ever meet. You give him a song to a song or an album to listen to, and he'll come back the next day with all the words memorized and a deep, you know, understanding of the music and a lot of insight that no one else would ever think of about some of those songs. So you're an impressive guy, Peter. We're so close to my Nana in Texas, who listens to every show and sends me a loving text after each one. I love you, Nana. to my Grammy at the Newport. I know it's been a roller coaster of a year for you. And I hope that the show has made it even a little bit easier. So, you know, means a lot to me that you listen to every week. To my brother Ashton, who inspires me musically, and always just surprises me with all the incredible music he discovers and shares with me, and I owe a lot to him, and, you know, musically and you know, as a person too. My sister Hannah brings a lot of joy into my life and a lot of joy to music, and you know, she's just as much a part of all this, and you know, she inspires me too. All right, here we go. Lastly, to my mom and dad for supporting me every checkpoint along the way, and you know, for handing down so many songs and life lessons and so much support. You know, it means a lot to me, obviously. I love you guys a lot. So here we are at the end. I'm going over, making a fool of myself as I expected, but it may seem silly to get emotional about something like a radio show, but it really does mean the world to me to be able to share music with you all in this way and in this form. And it really does mean a lot. It's been a great pleasure of my my young life to make such great connections over music and through this station and through this show. It's been